It's the rundown. It's Monday. It's June 4th. It's brought to you by, and this is perfect timing because we're talking about the Belmont. Tommy Smokes is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And we're talking. Problem with all, and it's brought to you by Body Armor, the guy who started Body Armor, Mike Rapoli, huge horse guy. He's got Vino Rosso in the Belmont, proclaiming he's going to win. We'll see about that. Rundown is brought to you by Body Armor. So we're a Body Armor shop right now. More natural, better sports drink, better than Gatorade. Yeah, we said it. He's not going to like the way this read is going. We were in a meeting, and they did not want the reads to sound. He gets it. He's very much like, just fucking drink it and like it. Yeah. Don't be like, better than Gatorade. Yeah, we said. It is better than Gatorade, but they want to be like organic. Full of potassium.
But it is.
Yes.
So now it's organic.
Nothing
right.
More organic.
Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Anthony Rizzo, Klay Thompson.
You know what my idea? You know what?
Need I go on? I don't have any more names.
You know what my idea?
Cannot go on.
Cannot go on
if I wanted to.
Yeah.
My idea to them, and they got cold feet, and they were kind of pussies about it, was because they go at Gatorade.
You want organic. You're getting organic Body Armor.
Be like Mike, except with Trout. Spoof. The guy's like, I want to do it. And then my lawyer's like, we'll get sued. It's like, do you want to be organic? What he said.
Right? Like, let's go to court with
I mean,
Gatorade.
Be like Mike is like the most and just spoof it up. Oof.
Iconic.
Anyways.
Just make it super
we'll
boring for
Mike.
Have
Pop Punk do a Be Like Mike video for Body Armor. Done. We're giving them all the ideas. Read. This is going to be the best read. And Steve Chea came up. I didn't know what he was talking about, but he was very specific about this read. He's like,
well,
my favorite
because there's
is...
a lot of... I've actually had two people, if we're going to pull back the curtain here, two people came up to me and were like, hey, Dave reads these very literally. Can you just make sure...
Well, no, actually what I heard, so you heard the literal part. I heard that we have to make them a little bit longer.
20 seconds.
Some of our reads are about 9 seconds.
Well, and Dave also, so we're getting to the portion of the read where it says, my favorite is.
And parentheses
says choose one. Yeah. And they're worried that you're just going to choose one and then rattle them all.
He Ron Burgundy's it.
Yeah.
He'll read choose
so
one
Dave,
out loud.
So, Dave, what's your favorite?
My favorite is the choose one.
Right.
Sorry,
well,
Romano.
Yeah, my favorite. But it, maybe if I hear it, like, I didn't even know what ad we were talking about. I actually like Body in this, the.
Pineapple coconut is what I'm.
I don't like coconut. I like the orange mango.
Can you get me one of those? Can you get me a strawberry banana?
I would go, yeah, strawberry banana is good, but I'd probably be knockout punch in this one. By the way, the guy's pretty.
Yeah, give me the cold one. Switch
he
that
spent
one for
about,
the cold one.
I had a meeting and he was buying horses in the meeting.
Flock.
It was quite,
I was drooling.
He also says he's gonna write me a check for $20 million and buy my portion of Barstool, which he's all talk about and has not done that.
Can he buy my portion too?
This guy, because he was mad, I said it was only worth like I think I said I would sell for like $200 million. He's like, that's you gotta set your sights higher. It's like no.
That's plenty.
Yeah. Sharp banana is my jam. It's good.
So it's a great drink, and we actually like the guys that are running it, and they're trying to get us to do these. That's why Steve Chea, they specifically in the meeting, he killed your ad. Part of my take is like the part of my take ad sucked. Not because of you guys.
The Body Armor one?
Yeah, they're like, it was just, this was a while back. And they're like, it was just a straight read.
Well, that's because they write it.
That's what I'm saying. So this is what they don't want.
You got to tell us
when
what
they give you
want.
An ad read and then get mad that you read it.
Right, we
but
go
then they
off.
Get, but then they get mad when you go off.
No, yeah. I think Body Armor is in
well,
on
we've
it
gone
being
off.
Organic.
This
go.
Is sufficiently off.
I probably would get a text be like, that's how you do an ad read.
Yeah. Call them pussies.
But seriously,
anyhow,
buy my steak.
Yeah.
See, anyhow,
I would drink that entire refrigerator Body Armor if you're a Body Armor guy. Buy
this
my steak.
This all started with Tommy Smokes. I saw him. He's going to the Belmont. I saw him at Starbucks today with Deidre. They were at sales.
A little power.
No,
lunch?
They didn't say a word. I walked in. She was in front. He was in back. I knew they didn't say a word. I'm like, did you even acknowledge that you should?
We didn't make eye contact. And I didn't want to tap her on the back and be like, hey.
That seems like a Tommy thing to do.
Oh, do you remember the time?
It was awkward.
No, even worse, when we were on the train together, and then we got off, clearly going to the same office, and Tommy just left me in the dust. I was like, I'll see you.
those are tough decisions. You got to make them split second. Well,
he was also at my six. I checked my seven and my five. He was right at my six.
Also, I was like, Tommy was already close to the front. I was at the back, so I gave him $5 to do my coffee, and he had such little confidence he could make it, I had to wait in the back of the line. Anyways, NBA Finals.
Getting Dave coffee, I always mess up.
NBA Finals last night. It was a blowout for Golden. It was close with three quarters.
No, I've never felt close.
I mean, that's what this whole series is going to be, but it's...
Wait, well, no, the game one was close.
No, no.
This never really...
I thought Cleveland could cover through three quarters.
Covers, but that's...
No, I know. Well, that's... Good. Yeah, right. I know, but...
I never... There's never a point where I was like, Cleveland's going to win this game.
No.
But did they outscore him the third?
Yeah, they did, but they were 31. Still down, yeah. You know. Right.
They never got it within five.
Right.
They were within five, but you never felt they're going to win the game.
Right.
But to be honest, I didn't even in game one, they did that, and then they made the late run. That was so. It's like
game one. Game one was the one where it was like, all right, they've got them. They snuck up on them. Game one, game two, the Warriors were ready.
This whole series is going to be like. In the beginning, it was like, wow, the Warriors are shooting 65%, but it's only a 5-point lead. So like,
right.
But it's just that you're never going to get it past that.
I do think the Cavs will win one of the two games.
You do. So yes. that's the major question.
They will
now.
Go five. I think they'll win one of these two games. Because I whether it be the refs, whether it be LeBron putting up a heroic effort, whether it be the Warriors being Lane like, we already got this, one of those two games.
I think the Warriors, we already got this, will be in full effect.
Yeah. That's a perfect storm for
I think Steph already had his game. He had like his signature moment.
I'm beginning to really hate him. And I know you've hated him for a while, but I never used to hate him. He's just
antics?
He's just, he celebrates forever after he hits a shot. It's like, all right, that. A little
I don't know when you're putting up 9 threes in the NBA Finals, I feel like you get the right to.
Yeah, but he's doing it even like the first half when he hit the one. He's like 1, 2, 3. Like I mean, if LeBron was doing that, I'd be going crazy.
Oh yeah,
I still get a kick out of when he's running down court as the ball's like in still in the air.
Yeah, we
That'll never get old.
That 3 year when the end of the possession.
That was the game basically too. That was the game. We'll get more into the NBA and LeBron's. There's the uncut footage of him sulking, which we'll get into that after the game one theatrics, which pretty much ended the series. I was very happy with my "if I was Skip Bayless" tweet that I had yesterday before the game. That, like, if LeBron loses and gets killed, I was just still adding interns, even though we have nowhere to put them.
See, you have not paid attention to Skip though this playoffs because you were wrong on the "if you were Skip Bayless." Skip is on another level. He's inventing reasons why LeBron should win this series so that then he can call him a choke artist. He's like next level. He's like, Klay's got a bum ankle. Steph is losing his confidence. Kevin Durant doesn't know how to pass. This is the night that LeBron, like everything's, you know, in LeBron's favor tonight.
Get cold taked last night? One of the worst ever.
Yeah.
He was talking about how Chauncey Billups was saying how LeBron was tired. And he was like, I covered Jordan in his prime. No one would ever dare call him tired. And they had an article from 1998 where he said, like, this was the game Michael Jordan got tired. I mean, verbatim. It was brutal.
There's no chance Skip looks at his mentions.
Yeah, so and you can't phase him. Yeah. NHL.
He doesn't follow anyone. Yeah. He just talks to himself on Twitter.
I'm jealous.
NHL game 4 tonight. It's 2-1 Caps. I have one guy who hits me up with picks, by the way, and he's like 4-0 in hockey. He says, huge on Vegas tonight. I'm not betting him. I'm out. I retired. He said Vegas tonight. I just told you. He says Vegas heavy tonight. He hasn't lost yet when he's been giving me the picks.
A little late to tell me. Did I not tell you the NBA guy? I have a new thing that I'm going to tell you after the rundown.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know about anything because I've lost so much money.
I convinced myself college baseball, all the overs are going to hit.
Oh, my God.
They went like 10 for 12 yesterday.
Baseball? But I wouldn't be able to bet more than like $500 on a college over baseball. I was watching all those games. The footage has come out of Nate and PFT spraying champagne all over a bar. Nate defends this to the death. I have said they better win because this will become the image of loser town forever. Mm-hmm. PFT is on the record saying, I stand by it. I enjoyed it. I don't care. I don't think they get how bad this looks if they lose.
Yes.
This will be mortifying.
What you just said is exactly right. I had the exact same conversation with Nate because I'm a big enjoy the ride guy. Enjoying the ride of a championship run is more fun than actually winning. Once you win the championship, the next day no one cares.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the weeks and the big games over and over. So enjoying it and having fun. Yeah.
The season and then
right. Having fun is all about, I'm all about it. But I said to Nate, with all that said, if you lose this series, that image will be the worst image ever. He's like, I don't think so.
Oh.
Like, no, dude. That will be the fucking worst thing that you could have.
People get upset when they, like, plan the parade too early or they release merch too early. Popping champagne too early is the ultimate.
If it was beer, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's champagne is a celebratory.
Keep the champagne on ice is a very specific, phrase for a specific reason.
Yep.
If you're going to do it. You almost, if it goes sour, you almost have to champagne pop, like if you just win a regular season. Like, it's so preposterous.
Right.
But they both say they haven't enjoyed it. And PFT went with, well, we can't act like we've been there. We haven't. But still, you know champagne's for the win.
And like the bar scene and being like,
These guys are like, DC is like perennial loser town too. Like
imagine a Mets fan popping champagne over game two of the World Series.
Of like
it's preposterous.
I would never be like, well, I'm not gonna get back here, so I just need to celebrate like it's over. I would be sitting here like, well, we're actually gonna lose. We're gonna lose this series because that's what we do.
Well, I said to Nate, I was like, game six of the when the Cubs beat the Dodgers for the NLCS, that was one of the like most fun nights ever. I was at the game and I was like, we partied all night in Wrigleyville. There was no champagne to be had. But it was like, you know, a big time party. This is awesome. This is so much fun, because you do have to enjoy the road.
So you're saying to clinch to go to the World Series
was a huge deal.
I think you could even do some champagne.
You could
then
maybe get away with it because the players do it then.
Yeah,
but no one's like pumping champagne.
Game three.
I mean, no one's even celebrating.
Yeah,
game
I guess
three.
That is very even now and even thinking about it out loud. Game three.
Yeah,
it's not
game three.
It's certainly not.
Like what if a Warriors
it's
fan?
It's pivotal, but it ain't
any fan. If you saw any fan doing that. They're getting roasted. Now, if they win,
then
you can cover it a little bit.
If they lose,
are they going to do it for their next win, too? They're just going
to
keep doing like.
Might as well. I mean, now it doesn't matter.
Now you have to.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you do.
But I feel like they almost have to keep up with this whole idea of like, well, we don't care.
Premature. And hopefully that GIF will go beyond Barstool. Like, that'll be the symbol.
Caps wins game three.
Yeah, Caps misery as a fan base.
Yeah.
Nate and PFT.
This is, what's it, Dewey beats Truman or whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like,
Yeah, it's crazy.
Caps win game three.
Nate is quite aggressive defending it.
Oh, he's nasty.
Nate being aggressive about something?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Like, claws out, like going for like eyeballs.
No, he's, I mean, no, listen.
That means, by the way, that he knows.
I'm the Nate Whisperer. This is going to be, if the Caps win, we're in for an all-time spider monkey, because that is confidence out like everywhere.
Do you know what I realized? If the Caps win, I think I'm the only person who does not have a championship here from like the original cities.
Shit, because if Philly did it.
Philly, Chicago, Boston obviously has 30.
Like some of the,
DC.
Like the people who weren't city oriented. I don't think Riggs has a relationship, whatever, but from like the OG clan.
No, that's true.
Even Nate's gonna be popping, already is popping
that's
champagne.
True.
It's pretty much time to kill myself.
The Yankees will win this year.
The Yankees won in 09.
Iowa, I guess, is never going to win.
Yeah. Rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use the code Rundown to get $10 off your first ticket order. We all get our tickets there. They send everybody everywhere. They're great partners. So if you're going to get tickets, use SeatGeek. Use the code Rundown. Get $10 off your first order. This video will stand the test of time. It's an all-timer. This FBI agent doing a backflip at a dance at a bar. Basically, he was just partying. Does a flip, does a big-time dance move. His gun falls out of his pocket. He picks it up and just shoots something in the leg, and then as he's walking out, he gives a one, whoa, yep, that was on
I'm
me.
Out of
my
here.
Bad.
Yeah.
Hand up.
Yeah. All time. This will be top 100 videos of the century. Oh. This is everything. It's just such a movie. You feel for the guy who's, you know.
No,
he's
you
just,
don't.
Yo, I do.
I do.
What?
Dude,
fuck
I mean,
this guy.
Look, you forgot to put your safety on. You just landed an unbelievable move, and then your gun goes
but
off. That sucks.
He didn't even
That
really.
Was a pretty good move.
Yeah, I mean, really good move.
He
took control of the dance floor. That's a bar.
Yeah.
He's getting loose.
I hate that. No.
I like the people in the crowd, too. It was like they saw a great move. Yeah. They're like, oh, and then they just go out of the way.
So the one dude just turns around and gets the fuck out of there. He knows the deal. I mean, I don't think you can't be on this guy's side. He was like.
I'm not against them.
I'm against
them,
I think. I don't like the whole routine in general. Like, this guy is all like me, attention, attention, attention.
Wait, hold
on. And then I don't think you guys realize he didn't really pull off the backflip. Like he didn't.
He did better than me, but I'm saying,
if you're gonna do a backflip on the dance floor, you have to absolutely nail it.
A white guy doing a backflip,
flailing and dropping your gun and then shooting people.
Imagine being the guy who got shot in the leg and you're telling people how you got shot.
Imagine being the guy.
How'd you get shot in the leg?
Oh, he's gonna sue for a shitload.
Oh yeah. Imagine being the guy who gets shot in the leg and you look at the dude who shot you and he just goes, "Oh, my bad."
Like, did you see the backflip though?
You should get that gun and you should be able to shoot him back.
What are you gonna do? Like, what can you? It's that maybe. Oh, that's how else can you react when you just did a dance move?
Your gun fell
and you shot somebody in the leg.
It's just bad luck. This guy had not like this guy fucking. How about the fact
that he just did like the movie theater, like the gun in your back pants?
Yeah.
What's the weapon?
This guy is like awesome.
Mm-hmm. No way. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. No. What?
No
why?
Way. And then even like it wasn't even like the gun went off when it fell. He just like picked it up.
Yeah. He didn't have the safety on. Pulled the fucking hairpin trigger.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sometimes.
This guy's a dick.
What are you talking about? This guy's awesome.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. I would love to hang out with this guy.
You would? I would never.
Yes, he's just carrying
guy.
His gun around and is like,
he literally, that's
showing
how,
up
that's
to a bar.
That's literally how Murtaugh would do this exact thing.
Like, you wouldn't like to have a friend who's an FBI agent who's doing flips and shooting his gun?
If you're at a party, you're at like a, and there's a guy who's like, clear out, give me the circle.
Hold on, but that might not have been how it went down, because if the clear out happens, like if you're at a wedding and the clear out happens, there's nothing worse than no one going in there.
I gotta be honest.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
I think it's a very big distinction between like a guy just doing a clear out move and the guy being an FBI agent with a gun in the back of his jeans.
In his
that's
meundies.
A cool guy. Yeah. That's a cool fucking guy.
That's a cool guy.
Not if you're shooting random people.
No,
but like all of it like sounds
you
cool.
Make that
except
sound
that
like
he didn't pull
cool
off the move, and he listen randomly is shooting people.
No, if you're cool,
if you've got the gun in your pants, and you're like,
no, that
smooth,
guy's too cool.
Yeah,
no,
you make it sound like he pointed it at
you're
someone.
You're going
he
the other direction.
Happened to go off.
The guy who pulls
that move off, and the gun doesn't move, is too cool, and you don't want to be the FBI agent who's a little bit off, and the gun falls off and shoots somebody. That guy's like fun.
Kevin, that guy right there. Like you go out with him, there's like a chance that you'll end up just like
shot
shooting random.
There's a chance
shit
that you'll end up shot
in like an empty part. Like you go to IHOP and just start shooting shit.
It's like
that's
super,
fucking
Super
fun.
Troopers, really.
Yeah.
Shooting up the parking lot.
Yes.
Or not
yeah,
he,
how would you not want to go?
He's super bad. That's literally what he's that.
How would you not want to hang out?
Stop sign.
He's a cool cop.
Blowing shit up.
He is a cool cop.
He's a cool cop.
It's tough to understand that you don't like that guy. Yeah. LeBron, this extended footage came out of him after. I don't know how we didn't. How did you not show this right away? So it's extended footage after the J.R. Smith timeout. He's sulking. Then the great LeBron, even though he tried to call timeout, he's like, "Wait, we had a timeout." And when he finds out he does, he literally like started crying and throwing hands. Like he threw a towel on his face. He's slumped. He wouldn't look at J.R. Smith. They put their hands in the middle. He did it like reluctantly. Not a great leader. That's the only thing I can say. You'd like to think the greatest player of all time would have been able to cover for this mistake and at least been like chin up, JR. Like, mm-hmm. We have an overtime to play. He was the opposite.
It's such a bad moment, though.
Like, yeah, but all his other teammates were like...
Yeah,
I know. But I'm just saying, it's such a catastrophic moment. I don't know if I can get on someone for like showing emotion there.
I am all for LeBron the first like 30 seconds being like, what just happened?
Just dead silence.
But when it's like, okay guys, it's overtime, hands in the middle, let's go, and he still doesn't give anyone eye contact or like, you're basically just admitting defeat there.
Yeah. His reaction I'm fine with in the moment when he yelled at him, he sits
totally
down,
cool.
But at some point you gotta
snap out of it and be like, okay,
we gotta go play right now.
Yeah, you have to flip the switch and be like, all right, now let's go. Dave, did you notice a little subtle thing that I noticed there? He asked Ty Lue if they had a timeout so Ty Lue could say, yeah, we had a timeout, and then he reacted.
Because he knew
he
had...
Do you think LeBron James, who has a photographic memory and can remember every play for 30 plays in a row and quoted to the media, didn't know he had a timeout?
Yeah, or but do you think he asked Ty Lue so Ty Lue could admit to him that he didn't have a timeout, and he'd be like, you fucking idiot.
The only
but
thing
I think that's valid, too, though, is like that Ty Lue deserves some blame, too.
Yeah, but the fact that he like asked him, like he knew he had a timeout.
Yeah, but I mean, that's almost more polite in a way than being like, hey, fucking coach.
I would rather just like him just scream at me than be passive aggressive. Yeah,
but Ty Lue couldn't have called timeout there.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, I mean, he can, but like it would have been really hard. He was on the outside.
Yeah, no,
but still, I mean, you got to be screaming and yelling.
I don't think it would have gone in. And LeBron's an A-plus actor, if that's why he was doing it. Because that,
Mr. That photographic memory?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When things are going well. But he doesn't. He only has photographic memory of his successful plays.
We had a couple all-time moments last night where he didn't get back.
Oh, he got ripped on it, too. Yeah. I know.
That was clearly like he thought that was going to be a layup, and it ended up being like a half-court set where he was just hanging out. I mean, that was rough.
This is also a hilarious video. Two really good videos. This big booty surgeon out in Atlanta is actually making like rap videos while she's doing like butt surgery. I have no problem with it. If you go in for butt surgery,
well, as long as you do a good job, no.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it matters. You hear how half the time those butts turn out like cement mixers. Like that is Russian roulette when you go in for butt surgery. Mm-hmm. But if you go in for butt surgery, yeah, they're gonna do some big booty dances on you in the middle of and they're like the surgeon that grabbed their asses.
They had a choreographed dance. Oh, like the other ones. It was a whole thing.
I mean, and the best part is this wasn't like hidden. She used this as their advertising. It's like on her Instagram and YouTube pages.
Right. And you're getting a big booty for what? So that you can twerk and go crazy. Make right. So this is almost like a Native American like feeling the spirit of the big booty. And putting it into the
whole
booty.
Atmosphere. Yeah, you want twerking going on while you're going to get a booty to twerk with.
You'd want like a doctor who appreciates like this is a big fucking.
That girl knows how to make a
right.
Like,
right.
All right, you're going to want it a little like this. We're going to make it big here because that's where it's going to drop and bounce.
Yeah, you do your booty surgery like it's like triple bypass. You're going to get the most boring booty upgrade ever.
Right. No, it's a party.
You need some flair.
Yeah. So all right, we're on the same page. And then this Clay Matthews broke his nose in a charity slow pitch softball, takes a line drive off the face. Dan, you play more softball than me. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's the reaction time is bad there.
Yeah, not like great. I mean, it was a line drive, but it wasn't like a screamer.
I've been hit, but I've always had the glove up.
I just never in slow pitch softball. I've never heard of someone taking a line drive off the face. Never mind a pro athlete.
Hit it?
No, I don't.
And it's got to be so. That's mortifying. I don't care how famous. To have to walk off a slow
blood
pitch with your
everywhere.
Like glove over your face when you're Clay Matthews.
Need surgery, right?
Yeah.
Tough.
Not great.
And I don't know what the video. It's in like a TV. It's like,
it's like someone's filming a camera.
It's like odd.
Back,
just put it out there.
Yeah. Anything post show? Oh, pie updates. People always want the pie update. We know the pie guy now. We know the video guy.
Officially.
We know the pie guy. Oh, yeah.
Has he contacted?
Yeah, he's thrown himself at the mercy of the court.
Ooh.
Will the court grant mercy?
The court has not decided what to do because.
What did he say?
So here's the nuts and bolts. The two people who. I'm going to have to blog the whole thing, but the Moskovitz brothers, that's who started talking shit originally. That's who sent the video to me.
They have nothing to do other than their friends.
They're these two dweebs out in, I think, Texas, maybe, who have nothing to do with it. They're just friends with the kids.
They think it's funny. They leaked it out. Yeah.
Yes. And the
two people. There's a pie, like, culprit. There's the the guy in the video culprit, two dickheads who are just putting it out there.
So the video,
I hate the Moskovitz guys the most.
The video kid and the actual kid who do the pie are like, we want to kill the Moskovitzes. Like, this was never supposed to be seen. Like, we didn't know they were going to do it. The fact they started talking shit to you guys when we knew it was us, it's like, we want to kill these kids.
Did they confirm?
And the Moskovitz is like, you'll see, it wasn't us. Wait, what great friends.
Wait. Really.
Did they say it was a frat thing?
They have not said it was a frat thing. It just reeks of that to me.
Here's what they needed said. A little bit of evidence to show they're frat brothers, and then
that's what
be
I
it.
Think. But that's not
their
what they
punishment
said.
Punishment should be the two of them have to fight the Moskovitz in Rough and Rowdy.
That would be great.
That'd be incredible.
Moskovitz is the dweebs. They wouldn't fight. They're like the dweebiest kids I've ever seen.
When they called radio, so like, I know what you're saying as far as like the actual video. The video guy is the worst. But if you talk to the Moskovitzes, I promise you, you'll hate them more than anyone you've ever talked to.
The Moskovitzes have shown no. These kids are like, now whether it's true or not, they have been. The thing that kicked this all. This is what's crazy. These two kids have been in full remorse mode from the second we've. It's the Moskovitzes who are like, fuck you, pussy, you don't even know who did it. And the kids who did, like, shut up.
Yeah, I don't want to say I feel bad because everyone's an asshole here, but like. These guys are running their mouth for them.
Right.
It's like, stop it.
Right.
And
then so what did the kids say? Why did he do it?
This is what they said happened. And this is their explanation, whether you believe it or not. I know it's the kids. He's like, they're all like, it was so stupid. We go through, like, it's something we do amongst our friends. That's why we had the pie. Like, it's who's going to get pied next. So they happened to see Nate. I think it was two other Barstool guys there. They said, obviously, Nate's probably the easiest target. But when they saw him there, it switched from, like, waiting at a friend to we get Nate. That's what they said.
I hope you don't buy that thing.
You're
telling me these guys are walking around New York City on a Friday night with just a pie?
Yeah, that's
you'd be like, oh, yeah, let's just pie each other.
Dude, that's 1,000,000,000% of frat initiation. Yeah. I'm not saying.
They got put up.
Because they'll get in so much trouble. They'll get the frat in trouble.
Yeah, they had
to
go pie at Barstool.
Yeah, I would guess that's it. But regardless,
And that's not an excuse, but at least there's like somewhat
of a reason. Random. At least we're not dealing with chaos.
They could never.
That would be scary.
Right.
They can never. Ever say it was a frat initiation because the Those frat would be not only and the frat would probably get kicked off and all this shit. So, but we'll see. I mean, ironically,
they fucking have a pie club that they walk around like.
Yeah.
That's what they came up with.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you come up with?
Yeah, dude, classic.
I don't know. I guess it's a pretty tough. Like, one of them was a diabetic, so we had to have a pie on.
But I actually hate the
Moskovitz. I don't know. Like,
I hate the Moskovitzes more than these two kids, too. It's crazy. And the Moskovitz has nothing to do with it.
The worst. Yeah. So that kid called up complaining.
So
that
we don't know what the punishment is.
Being mean to him on Twitter.
Imagine we got to punish all of them, right?
Imagine you put that out on Twitter, run your mouth to him, chirp at Nate, and then be like, why are you being mean to me on Twitter? That's what they did.
And they're like, you'll see, I have nothing to do with it. It's just my buddy who now I just absolutely, like, potentially ruined his life.
Yeah.
For no reason.
This is, by the way, this has been lingering. Like, these guys, their lives must have been hell for the past, like, 2 weeks.
I told people
just
that.
Just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Now we have it. Now it's just, all right. Because, weirdly, like, I'm in a better... The thing that, like, set the whole thing off of those fucking Moskovitzes is by talking shit.
Right.
It's like, you guys are going to talk shit when the real people were not talking shit and, like, cowering and be like, please make this go away.
What they need... Is
the Moskovitz caps stink.
They need the caps to win so that Nate maybe like kind of forgets about all this.
No, but Dave won't forget.
But
no,
I don't think
something
he,
has to
I
be
can
done.
You can tell he's not as inclined to like bury these kids anymore.
Well, no, I'm more careful about the line we got to walk is like threat how we put it out with like, we wield a lot of power.
Yeah.
You can't have, like, random stoolies going up and pieing these kids.
Right. So that's how I'm trying to get to it. Now, the Moskovitzes, those people, I hate them so much more than these other two because the other two kids have been nothing but, like, we fucked up.
So maybe we just punish the Moskovitzes.
The Moskovitzes.
I mean, they're the ones who are also, like, they're, like, breaking internet law
Maybe here's the punishment. We make the two kids who pied Nate. Be like, you have to keep being friends with the Moskovitzes for the next 10 years.
Or we tell them they got to pie the Moskovitzes. Ooh.
But even that might be.
I think being friends with the Moskovitz is
the Moskovitz is
the Moskovitzes are the type who are going to like cry and
they
sue.
Are the worst.
Dude, they'll never go
the
away.
Worst.
We that should kid, sue the Moskovitzes.
That kid, Elliot Leaf, or whatever, us. The one who tweeted at me and then deleted it, is like, someone sent me his profile. Is like, I make sick EDM beats. No, you don't.
The Moskovitzes said that?
There was some other kid who came at me. But they're all, that's who they are.
Fuck, I don't even know. I don't even know the situation.
They're like young. They're young. Ugh. It's like you fucking don't make
sense. Hate everyone in this story. All of them.
Including Nate.
Yeah. I wanted to, during this whole debacle, I wanted to pie Nate myself like 5 times.
I love Nate's like very dramatic tweets. Like, sometimes I wake up and I'm fine. Other times I want to ruin his life. Like, shut up, dude.
We've had privates. Like, Nate, we start having power struggles. Like, who's handling this? Me and you, Nate. I'm going to fucking pie you. It's like.
Speaking of, have you seen Mini Nate, by the way? All Mini Nate does is bring chairs up and down from the second floor
and
third
snacks.
Floor. The other day he was wearing the exact same outfit, and somehow he's actually shorter than Nate, and Nate demanded that he shave his beard.
Mini Nate is like, my college roommate.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Fordham guy.
Oh.
What
week? Shit.
You're his roommate?
Did people know that when he was getting hired?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you're getting a pipeline. Like the other kid, the good-looking guy, said you got him in here too.
You're Fordham too?
Jack, no.
Shit.
We were at a bar.
We're
at 310 Bowery, and there was like 4 girls. All they asked about was Tommy Smokes. They didn't know anybody else at Fordham. They're like, we know Tommy. We had a class with Tommy. We used to gaze at him.
Tommy's a fucking Seriously. Celebrity.
Yeah.
Damn, Tommy.
Smokes, man.
It is what it is.
Smokes.
That's all right. That's the Monday rundown. Tommy Smokes.